With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Across Montana today, firefighters are scrambling to keep up with dozens of new fire starts in the last 24 hours. Four big fires sparked on the east side of the state today, and the Flathead Beacon reports that there are 13 new fires in the Kootenai National Forest, some prompting evacuation warnings near Trout Creek and Thompson Falls. So far this year, more than 1,500 fires have burned 937 square miles in Montana. The fires have already drained the state's firefighting reserve fund and an emergency fund, and there is no end in sight for the hot, dry weather that the fires are feeding on. At a press conference a short time ago, Governor Steve Bullock urged Montanans to be careful as fall hunting season starts opening tomorrow and with the Labor Day weekend coming up.
Recognize where you could actually be part of starting a new fire in what are some of the driest conditions we have ever had.
There were 21 large fires burning in the state as of today, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Officials say a wildfire burning south of Havre that started Sunday has destroyed five cabins, five other structures, and is threatening another 130 buildings. The 17-square-mile East Fork Fire is burning in the Bear's Paw Mountains between Havre and the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation. Residents in the area have been put on notice that they may have to evacuate. A few homes in the area were evacuated yesterday. Another new fire that burned at least 47 square miles of extremely dry forest and grasslands in a day has forced the evacuation of an undetermined number of ranches and homes in southeastern Montana. The Sartan Draw Fire is burning 35 miles northwest of Broadus in the Custer National Forest. Officials say 35 total structures are threatened. It is one of 45 blazes that ignited yesterday in Montana. Many of the new ignitions were caused by lightning strikes from a passing thunderstorm that carried little rain. Most of the state remains under a red flag warning until 9 p.m. tonight. A Montana man is facing felony charges after reportedly driving through a wildfire checkpoint and nearly hitting a Montana National Guard member with his pickup. The Missoulian reports 73-year-old Stuart Collins Stone of Seeley Lake became angry after he was told he could not return to his property because it was under an evacuation order. The guardsman said Stone then drove toward him, forcing him to jump out of the way to avoid being hit. The number of Montana National Guard troops deployed on wildfires in the state will roughly triple by the end of this weekend. Governor Steve Bullock made that announcement today while warning of the immense fire danger over the Labor Day weekend. There are currently more than 100 National Guard members working on fires in the state. General Matthew Quinn says more are on the way.
That'll include some line crews that are being trained to actually help in the firefighting. More aviation assets will be rolling out and more security assets.
According to the governor's office, there have been more than 60 new lightning-caused fire starts in the Rocky Mountain region over the last day, and only a handful of them weren't snuffed out in initial attacks. If lightning strikes the earth, officials say it's almost a sure thing it will start a fire in current conditions. Governor Bullock says as people go out to enjoy the holiday weekend, they need to be mindful of the risks. Much of the state is in a red flag weather warning, and more dry lightning, wind, and high temperatures will continue throughout the weekend.
Recognize where you could actually be part of starting a new fire in what are some of the driest conditions we have ever had.
There are 23 large fires burning in the state, spanning more than 200,000 acres. A new fire is burning an estimated 12,000 acres in the Bear's Paw Mountains near Havre. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie is in Havre. He spoke with YPR's Bree Ripley.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, Bree?
I'm good, thanks. What's the fire looking like right now?
Well, it's still 0% contained, but fire managers say they've made some progress on it. In part because the winds haven't been as bad as yesterday. Yesterday it blew up from around 1,000 acres to 8,000 acres, currently at 12,000 acres. So the winds have not been as bad today. However, as I'm talking to you, they're starting to pick up a little bit. There's still a red flag warning in effect until tomorrow, Friday at 9 p.m. Kind of the feeling here is folks are a little stressed out still. It's a little ramshackle, but they feel like they've made some good progress today.
How many people are fighting the fire?
Well, there's about 125 people fighting the fire, and now most of them are volunteer firefighters or locals, along with a few DNRC folks from a Type 3 team and some county and tribal officials. And the big thing is that a couple days ago they asked for an incident management team, but they still haven't received one, and they say that's in part because resources are just really, really stretched right now across Montana. And so while they've got a request in for an incident management team, they're still waiting, and they don't know if or when they're going to get one.
Anything else that we should know, Nate, about the East Fork Fire in Haver?
Yeah, actually, they're going to be continuing to dig some fire lines tonight. Some of these volunteer firefighters are hoping they're going to be able to take a break and get some rest. They've been fighting this fire almost straight since Wednesday. Again, hoping that the winds won't pick up, but as I'm talking to you, as I said earlier, the winds are just starting to blow. And so, we'll see how the night progresses.
Earlier, you sent me a message that said a fire manager had told you that there were over 40 fires sparked just yesterday across Montana.
Yeah, 40 fires sparked yesterday. But we're going to stay on top of this and keep bringing you coverage.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah. Have a good one, Bree.
That was Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie in Haver. He spoke with YPR's Bree Ripley. I'm Bo Baker.